I woke up, got far too dressed up for a Sunday morning. I took two trains to his very faraway house in the middle of winter and knocked on his door. I look irresistible, I thought. He'll probably propose, I thought. He's not here, his flatmate said. No probs, I'll wait, I said, barging in and plopping myself down on the lounge in the underfurnished, stinky apartment. I think he's going to be a while, he said significantly. No probs, I can wait, I said, cheerfully picking up a men's mag from the coffee table to read. Hours passed. The flatmate reluctantly left for errands and returned, and guess which loser was still there. Hours passed, two or maybe eight. I didn't want to text my ex, I wanted to surprise him. But finally, I text. He responded coldly. You should go. He was right, of course. So I did, but not before snooping through his room for evidence of other women. I finally got home, drank a bottle of rancid red wine, called him until he no longer answered, and then screamed at his voicemail. Then I called his best friend and did the same. It was breathtaking. I was a drunk, screaming, pathetic, wildly overdressed cliché. And if I'd had this book back then, I could have maintained my dignity. Oh, look, it's all learning, of course. I regret nothing. That's a lie. I've come a long way since then. The breakup before meeting my darling husband, nailed it. Yes, you can be good or bad at breakups. I was clinical. I was composed, and once that initial week of wine and tears and adrenaline had passed, I took really good care of myself. I handled it like a total boss. In 2009, I wrote a relationship self-helpy book called Textbook Romance. I realised that when people emailed me after reading that book, or my Cosmo relationship column, 120% of the time it was regarding breakups. It's a time you need guidance, a firm but kind voice in your ear urging you to keep your shit together, that you've got this, even when you deeply feel you do not have this. I begin Textbook Romance at the point when you are coming out of the low, grimy, miserable depths of being freshly single. But a lot happens before then. Before you start feeling positive enough to even think about being a confident, alluring human. These are tough days. You're vulnerable, confused, hurting, and extremely prone to doing stupid shit. So I decided to create Breakup Boss. Why? Because I reckon the brokenhearted needs someone tough but loving in their head constantly, gently bullying them into full and meaningful grieving and holding them back from contacting the ex, as well as acting with grace and applying the stitches properly so they heal thoroughly.